First, I'd like to call your attention to the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter, and we will be having a supporting scripture from St. John 9 and 4. St. Luke, the 13th chapter, beginning at verse 22. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 13, beginning at verse 22, the Bible reads, "And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, Strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and have shut to the door, and ye began to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are." Supporting scripture, John 9 and 4. "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. When once the master of the house is risen up and have shut to the door, and ye began to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know ye not whence ye are." The base of those verses that I read to you this morning, we like to speak from a thought or a subject. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. There's joy in the house of God this morning. And I'm thankful that not only in our house, but that same joy abides in other houses of worship. Because we serve a God that is such a mighty God and such a big God that he's everywhere at one time. And just think about the fact that just a few of God's believing children that have gathered and assembled themselves together, God promised us that he would be in the midst of us, and he is here. And God made that same promise to other people, and I believe that he's there with them also. But I just thank God for his presence in this place. And I wonder this morning, do we realize what a blessing it is that we are together just one more time? We very well know that everything can be fine one minute, and before you turn around, something happens. Sometimes we find ourselves saying that if it's not one thing, it's another. But I come to remind you this morning that whatever you are dealing with concerning self, to follow through on what God is speaking to your heart, there is a small, still voice. And in the midst of all of the commotion of the world, in the midst of even our praises, the organ and the drum, the guitar, and all of the different things of our putting our hands together and stomping our feet, and it can get so noisy in here. But even in the midst of all of that noise, there's a small, still voice that is constantly speaking and ministering to the people of God. And there comes a time that we just got to listen to that voice. And after we hear the voice, the most important thing is to follow through. One thing we have to understand is that he knows everything there is to know about us. And it doesn't matter what it is that you might be going through, God is strong enough to see you through. You got to believe and know that you belong to a merciful, loving God that will carry you through every situation, every circumstance, everything that may get in your way. God is able this morning. Even when you have sort of gotten disgusted and discouraged and you get weary and think about giving up, you need to take a second wind and learn how to stay in the press. We are living in some difficult times, and it looks like things are going to be bad for a good while. They've been bad for a good while, but it could be worse. We heard even when we were young and growing up that things would get worse before they get better. We also heard and we know that it's been said that when you get to your lowest point, when you get at the bottom, there's only one other way to go, and that's back up. Somebody in here has felt like that and got to the bottom. And there's no lower than I can go. There's somebody in here falling and feel like I'm on my way to the bottom. But then there's somebody that realizes that I'm not at the bottom anymore. I was there, but I know what it was like to be there, but I'm on my way back up. Anybody in here on their way back up? Anybody in here willing to let the devil know that you don't have power over me anymore? See, you got to learn how to speak to the devil. You got to learn how to tell the devil where to get off at and know that you belong to a mighty God. See, I'm grateful this morning that I can say that my good days outweigh my bad days. Now, I do know what it is to have some bad days. Anybody know anything about some bad days? One thing about bad days, it makes you appreciate the good days. And what I thank God for is that I know that my good days outnumber my bad days. Now, your bad day may be those days when it was sort of override your mind and began to make you think that you're not going to make it. But somewhere in the midst of that, God has a way of putting in your mind a remembering spirit to remember how God brought you out. God will bring you out of some situations. God will bring you to a place where you can open up your mouth and tell God, thank you. We just think about the fact that this is another day. David said, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Anybody got anything to be glad about? I thank God that I am alive this day. The enemy wants you to think that you're not going to make it. But when the enemy comes your way, you got to learn how to do one or two things. You either got to make a detour and go the other way, or you got to be strong enough to look that devil in the eye and tell him, devil, you're a liar. Hallelujah, Jesus. The devil is a lie this morning if he tell me that all of our young people are gone to the dog. The devil is a lie this morning if he say that we don't have no good men that's walking around in the world. The devil is a lie if he tell us that we are not ever going to be anything. I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength. I come to tell somebody this morning, you got to trust in the power of God. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Anybody ever felt a touch from the Lord? Anybody ever felt that communicating? You know, every now and then you got to feel something. Come to church every week. If you don't ever feel nothing, something wrong with you. You don't have to get excited about my preaching. You ought to get excited about the word. You ought to get excited about the church and lifting up the name of Jesus in song. And though babies danced out there, you ought to get excited. You might not be able to lift your arms up anymore, but you ought to thank God that you was able to lift them up one day. Hallelujah. I can't lift my arms like Bianca, but I thank God that Bianca got it down on the inside. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every day ought to be a day of thanksgiving. And we use up God's precious time complaining, murmuring, not never satisfied with anything. If the Lord never does anything else for any of us. And see, I didn't even get a chance to say the rest of my phrase. So if you already know that he's already done enough, why don't you act like he's done enough? Why don't you act like God is on your side this morning? You don't have to have the organ and the preacher to tell God thank you. You don't have to be in the house of God to tell God thank you. I'm glad. I thank God that every now and then I can sit there in the living room or in the den and I can just tell God thank you. As believers, we are saying that we got faith in God. Faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith, belief, confidence that God has all power. faith enough to believe that there's nothing too hard for God. As believers, we have become disciples for Christ. In becoming disciples, that means that we are followers of Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when you become a follower of Christ, then you will know that God went on to say that not only are we his servants, but Jesus went on to call us his friends. We have been given different gifts. And we got to understand that all of these gifts come from the same Spirit. All of these gifts are for us to edify the kingdom of God. And we got to understand that if we say that we got faith in God, then we ought to be about our Father's business. If we got faith in God, we got to believe that there's nothing too hard for the Lord to do. James tells us, and James makes the statement here in the Word of God, what do it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warm and fear notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what do it profit? You know, we like to sit back on our high horse and we like to tell folk what they ought to do. We always got some advice for somebody else, but every now and then I wonder, do we have a mind to do something for somebody else? Do we have faith enough in God to know that even though you may not have what you used to have, if you can share a little bit of what you got, then God will bless you for your liberal giving. The Bible says, even so faith, if it have not works, is dead being alone. Whole lot of folk talking about they believe in God. But I wonder how many of them are working in the vineyard. Whole lot of folk say the Lord will make a way, but how many you're showing God that you're willing to make your step? See, a lot of us want God to just bless us. God knows that we stand in need of a blessing, but we got to ask for what we want. We got to believe that God is able. And even though we know that there's something that we're not going to get, we still got to believe that God has all power. The Bible says, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. And the Bible says, show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. So in other words, if you got faith in God, then you ought to be willing to work for God. One thing we got to understand, for the Bible said that we got to know that now is the day of salvation. When we look in the Word of God, the Bible says, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, for night cometh when no man can work. So what the Bible is declaring and trying to get us to understand this morning is that those of you that put it on the back burner, you know how it is to say, I'll get saved after a while. I'll get my house in order after a while. When I stop doing my thing, then I'll come in and I'll see what God got for me to do. But I stopped by to let you know this morning that you got to work the works of him that sent you while it is day in your life. In other words, you don't have a whole lot of time. You can't be running around wasting good time. For the Bible says now is the day of salvation. Now is the day, is the accepted time. In the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You can't put it off for tomorrow. Anybody know you need God today? Anybody need God in their life right now? Anybody doing anything for the Lord right now? Then I stop by to tell you, you can't stop saying one thing and doing something else. You got to stop procrastinating and go ahead and do what you say you're going to do. Say what you mean and mean what you say. If you say you love the Lord, you ought to act like you love God. Every now and again, there's going to come a time when you're going to want to go into the house of God. And if you hadn't did what God told you to do on this side, you might not find a way to get in on the other side. But I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that God will make a way out of no way. Though that you'd have been putting it back on the back burner, it's time for you to come forth and to get up off the stool of do nothing. Anybody want to be saved this morning? All you got to do is trust in the power of God. For the Bible says, if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. Anybody want salvation this morning? Or are you still standing back waiting on somebody? Well, I stop by to tell you that if you're waiting on somebody else to do it for you, you would just be waiting right there, because there's going to come a time when it's too late. You better get your house in order. Are you ready to go back with the king? When God gets ready, you better be ready to go back. For the Bible says that we strive to go in at the narrow gate. Everybody want to go in is not going to get in. Some of you just said, I'm going to get on the board after a while. After a while ought to be right now. I stopped by to tell somebody that you better get in while you can get in. Because the master of the house, he's going to come and shut the door. And when he shut the door, ain't nobody going to be able to get in. You better get in while you can. If you can't run in, walk in. If you can't walk in, crawl in. If you can't crawl in, get somebody that'll give you a helping hand. I want to know this morning, are you willing to go in the house of the Lord? If the door gets shut and you cannot come in, you be out there just a knocking, just a knocking. Have you ever heard somebody knocking at your door? And you look out the door, you say, I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. You can't come in my house. You can't come in my house. I'm looking at you. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. You should have came when I told you to come. There's some of us and don't have our house in order. We always running behind schedule. Well, you better learn how to get an early start. You better learn how to get there in a hurry. Because when the train come by, if you still packing up your gear, you might get left by the wayside. But if you got your bags packed, if you got your heart in order, then the Lord is waiting on you. And when the train come by and the door is wide open, I'm going to run in. I'm going to run in while I got a chance. But I stop by to tell somebody that you better get in while you can. Because if the door gets shut, you don't want to hear him say, depart from me. I know you not. If you want God to know you, you better act like you a child of God. If you want God to let you in, you better get in before the door is shut. Because after the door has been shut, you will be outside. I don't want to be standing outside on that judgment morning. I want to be on the inside. I want to hear him say, well done. I want to know that I know that my running have not been in vain. I want to know this morning that God is going to be right by my side. I want to hear my God. I want to hear him say, well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. God is able. God is able. God is able to do what he said he'd do. Anybody in the house, if you want to get in, Jesus say, I stand at the door and knock, but you won't let me in. So now that you won't let him in, now you're kissing hell. You're going through some things, and you want God to come in your house. Well, you better learn how to call on the name of Jesus in the good days as well as the bad days. Get out there and knock. Hallelujah. Anything make you madder, there's somebody to knock on the door early in the morning before you're ready to get up. And I hear you knocking, but you're not coming in. Every now and again, we have some folk that are stopped by to signify, I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. Every now and again, we got some folk that come by to share their story. Their story might not be your story. You better learn how to not hear everything that come your way and listen to the word of God. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. Where were you? Where were you? I've given you an opportunity to get things right. I've given you another chance to come to me. I stand with my arms wide open. I says, come, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And you sit there and you look at me, and you're waiting on me to come get you. I said, come to me, all ye that labor. But we sit back like God got to come to us. All we got to do is go to him. And if we go to him, he stands there with merciful, loving arms. But Jesus is saying to us this morning that there's going to come a day that the door is going to be shut. And those that are standing on the outside, wanting to get on the inside, done missed the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. God, hear you knocking. But don't let him have to tell you that you can't come in. If you want to go in, all you have to do is trust him. Have faith in him. Let him be your leader. Let him be your savior this morning. There are some issues and circumstances in your life that you're struggling with this morning. And that struggle could hinder you from getting to the kingdom unless you let God fight that battle for you. Don't get caught up on the outside, but get in while you can. For we serve a loving God this morning. And when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that God has done for us this morning, my soul cries out to the Lord. We're thankful this morning that God has blessed and is yet still keeping us. I thank God for his spirit and his power this morning. And if there ever was a time that we need to serve God, it's right now.